This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're on the march. Global empires failing forward.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Larry Nichols is with us till 15 minutes into this hour. Then he's got another interview he's doing. This guy is battling cancer. If you're radio listener, you can't see him there with the bandages on his throat from surgery, and they've got it opened up so they can put a trach in when they need to, and he's on oxygen, and the guy's tough. And, you know, in the fictional world of Breaking Bad, the guy cooks methamphetamine to try to fund, you know, his cancer treatment. With Larry Nichols, he just puts up a PayPal for folks to support him. We're going to put that up before he leaves us again. And then Joe Begg's going to join us from the Social Justice Warriors on the Road. I'm going to open the phones up. And we also have David Knight honchoing the fourth hour. Larry, I want to hit the Trump stuff when we come back in the next segment because this one's short. But finishing up with solutions, if people just spread the word about this broadcast or other broadcasts that are telling the truth, if people educate Congress, I mean, there are a lot of good people. We have to normalize reality. We know reality's scary. We know it's sensational. We know it's scary to have to talk about it, but it is happening. And so we need to force this out in the open. But then what do we do after that point when they've got most of the key positions filled with other criminals? And we know the government's criminal. 6% of the public trusts the media in an AP poll, scientific. What happens at that point where most of the military's awake, a lot of the FBI's awake, they're not all bad people. Secret Service, I know, is awake. But the people on top are these horrible clowns like Hillary. What do we do about this stalemate or impasse?
First thing you got to do, Alex, is what you did and what you and I did back when Bill Clinton. We have to set up an overall umbrella, all right? Now, a lot of people are awake, but the problem we have, Alex, is a lot of people have their pet peeve issues. Some people are against this. Some people are against this. We've got to unify under the one thing, save this country. Forget all of the smaller issues. Get unified under one issue, the big picture. We've got to save the country. Now, once we do that, once we come together, we've got to identify ourselves, Alex. That's the problem. We must identify ourselves. That's why I beg people to get on your email list. We've got to know how many people and who we've got in our army. Now, with that, then we can attack, and I mean attack, the people that are in Washington, the good ones. Yes, we've got to give them the faith that there are enough people behind us to back them. That they're not out there on the limb by themselves. And then we've got to be able to cut through the media and attack the Clintons. And how do you do that? That's where Donald Trump comes in. Donald Trump is our great hope. You see, Trump, if he will keep doing what he's doing, he gives us access, Alex, to the people going around the media. You know, he talks straight to the people. The media tries to block him at every turn. He don't care. He just tweets or twigs or whatever he does. He gets the word out. That's where we gather. Gather.
And that's what he's been able to do is a focal point. And the fact that he's going with your research, Drudge's research, our research, and really putting in the Clintons' face is absolutely terrifying them.
Imagine this. What happened, Alex, if let's just imagine Trump getting up in a speech, and he says, you know, they have said that the whole Vince Foster thing is solved. There's nothing to it. It's all put to bed. What if in that speech he was given, he held up the Secret Service memo, and he read it, and he said, now, does this sound like it was solved? Him doing that would set the media on fire. The whole world would know.
The whole thing will come back out again, and just like the Saudi 28 pages, that's all out now, or starting to come out because of that. Absolutely.
So there are moves. We have to remember, Alex, in any battle, any military person you know will tell you there is strategic and tactical. We must understand strategically what our goal is. Our goal, folks, is nothing but save our country.
And then tactically, how do we do it?
Tactically, that's how we do it. Number one, we stop Hillary. Number two, we move to the only true thing that saves this nation, and that is moving back to states' rights.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I'm kind of torn with some of those new liners that we've done. It sounds like we're at now in Las Vegas, Nevada, of a big fight night. But another side of it is, no, this is an epic battle. We need to have like horns going off and sirens and air raid sirens. I mean, it is crazy that InfoWars is one of the most prominent organizations still promoting Americana, basic free market, due process, live in a free country. And that we're just overrun with globalist propaganda and dumbing down. It is an amazing time to be alive. Larry Nichols leaves us here in a few minutes. Show Biggs is coming on. I will get to all these Trump clips. I was trying to get a bunch of them this morning. They had them ready for showtime. And then I'm like, hurry up and get me that. And then I don't play it for 2 hours. They need to slap me around sometimes. But it's epic what's going on. And remember, America isn't the whole planet. Every form of insanity is intensifying in other areas because the globalists, admittedly, have been creating economic conditions that exacerbate that on record. So I want Larry Nichols here to impart to the audience, again, top Clinton insider, formerly basically handling the Clintons to a great extent when he was governor. And then it just got so corrupt, he had to start fighting back. He was the main guy in the Clinton Chronicles and big news articles about it. One of the top people that was instrumental in getting information out through Drudge and David Shippers and others that finally got the impeachment of Clinton going. And even if it didn't finally convict him in the Senate, it punished him publicly and at least created the idea that you're not completely by the law. We're now in a climate, I'd say, 3-4 times worse, where just the lawlessness, not just the email gate or the, you know, Benghazi or Fast and Furious or all this, it's just incredible that we've reached this point. So in the last few minutes we have with Larry Nichols, you talked to Nico before the show today. I'd like to talk to you after the show, if we can, about how much of the Nichols-Trump information we're allowed to talk about on air, or where this is all going. I mean, I know you've wanted to reach out to Trump. You've said that on the videos. And I know that those folks have reached out to you. I don't know how far you want to go on that. But obviously you were saying that you just want to impart the basic knowledge here publicly. And then, you know, hopefully Trump will then go the next step on Vince Foster, the next step on the rape. So try to reveal to the audience here who's on pins and needles about this, how much you can tell us, Larry Nichols.
Well, here's what I intend to do. And this will be up to Mr. Trump and what he does. Number one, if Donald Trump called me today, Alex, I would say to him, I would say, Mr. Trump, I support you, but I will not be an official part of your campaign in any way, because if we got caught being together, they would roast you horribly. Because remember, they call me every kind of thing there is. They call him everything there is, and they would use both of us to discredit it. So therefore, what I would say to Mr. Trump is, I will go about every other week on Alex Jones. Sure will. Come right here if you would allow me. And I will release a new scandal, a new piece of the puzzle. Now, once I do that, it would be very wise for Mr. Trump to pick it up like he did the Vince Foster thing, pick it up and talk about it. You see, if he won't talk about it, what we break here, it will draw people, Alex, here to hear more of the story.
Sure. 2 months ago, you said Trump needs to go with Vince Foster. He did. So it's very exciting.
Well, and remember the strategy for Vince Foster, Alex, as you and I have talked about since day one. We're not going to get Hillary indicted over Vince Foster. We're not. But I tell you what we're going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do. And I hope you are in, and I know you are. We're going to make, piece by piece by piece, the true story about Vince Foster, the greatest whodunit in American history. People will get involved if they're entertained, Alex. If we try to tell them stuff and cram it down their throat in political terms and historical terms and all of that, they're not going to listen. But I tell you what, if we can entertain them, they'll buy into it. They'll learn. And you have to do it through repetition. So that's what I would say. I would say, Mr. Trump, just do me a favor. When I break something with Alex Jones, one thing that Alex makes me do, anything I break, I have to be able to prove in a court of law, which I will be able to do. So therefore, he will be safe with the subject matter and just let the people know it's out there. Now, if he does that, more people, Alex, outside of the moral Christian conservative community will come here. They'll come here to hear. And of course, when they come here, Alex, you know, I'm a one trick pony. I'm Clinton. That's what I do. That's who I am. I will stop Hillary. I've made that pledge to the American people, and you just heard I made it to her. I'm Clinton. But there's an awful lot of other stuff that needs to be put out to people. So if we can draw them here using this campaign, they're not going to get it in the media, but they can get it here. They're going to learn.
Sure. And the tactic the media uses that I talked a lot about the first hour is they tell us what winners should do. They tell us what losing strategies are. And really, the strategies they give us are losing. They call them winning. So they say, oh, Trump's discredited. He talks about rape. Trump's discredited. He talks about murders from the 90s. And the media is so scared. And then he goes up 2-3 points in every major poll. He needs to go even further. And he's starting to do that. And he's decided, from what I've been seeing, to really take the gloves off. Roger Stone, if he can get through all the bad weather, is going to be here today in studio with us tomorrow. And we're going to do some special reports over the weekend. But I tell you, they're scared of Donald Trump. And it's because they've had a dossier on him forever. They got his phones tapped. He's not perfect. They just know he's pro-America. He's not a crook. He's not a child molester like most of them. And so they hate his guts. He's not. He's never been part of their club. He's been his own guy. To a point of, you know, he runs his own show completely. And so they just can't stand it because he's not a combine guy. He's not a syndicate guy.
Then the thing that I've got to count on you to do, Alex, you're going to have to help me convince Donald Trump that the true solution to solving America's woes is states' rights.
He needs to come out and talk about states' rights.
You bet. Strip that damn Washington.
That's what made America great, was the checks and balances.
Exactly.
States' rights made America great.
You do that. If Trump will make a part of his platform, I'm talking about his legitimate platform, states' rights, don't worry about what they'll try to do to him on foreign affairs. Guys, we got no business in foreign affairs until we clean up this country. We can't solve our problems.
His foreign affairs make a lot of sense. Don't start a war with Russia. Don't back ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, just like his foreign affairs sounds good to me, just don't get involved. So, Alex, you know, we've got work to do. I'll tell you another thing. It's probably about time. And I mean this. If you would do it, you're welcome to do it. Come in here. I think it's about time we need to do another one of those videos that you do. Put up a video. Let's talk
absolutely.
About it. Like say, the solution.
Absolutely. In closing, Larry, I know you don't ask for this, but it's true you're battling cancer. We want to keep you around as long as possible, regardless if you weren't in this death battle. You got a lot of courage. I am very, very, very excited to try to take on the Clintons head-to-head. That's what I was born, to stand up against these people just like you were. And so I feel honored before God and country to not be a coward and to stand with men like yourself and Donald Trump and Matt Drudge and so many others. And, of course, don't forget Judicial Watch and don't ever forget the folks who are doing it longer than anybody except you. And that'd be the Joseph Farah over at WorldNet Daily. They even predate Drudge and myself. So we all need to fight together. And the audience who all those years, little old ladies handing out copies of the Clinton Chronicles and myself putting it on Access TV in 1995. You know, that's the type of stuff we're talking about here. Larry Nichols, we're going to put on screen your PayPal, NicholsLive@AOL.com, to help him battle cancer. Now, I know you don't want to talk about this. You told me some stuff privately, and I know you've, been pretty close here a few times. But how are you doing?
I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'll make it until, just folks, don't worry. I'll be here to stop Hillary. I'll be here to stop Hillary.
So are you almost feeding on this fight? Is it giving you strength to hang on?
That's it. You know, let me tell you, the one thing that you have to have, Alex, is I've learned the will to live. And that's in combat and anywhere. I've seen guys shot up. You'd say they're going to die and they live. I've seen guys that look like that wound didn't even hurt them and they die. And what happens usually is their will to live. I've got a great purpose. It's a purpose bigger than myself. And that's trying to save this country. It's selfish purpose for my grandbabies. Now, listen, another thing, Alex, that you said a while back is exactly true. Discernment. Folks, you've got to start being responsible, and you've got to learn to discern the truth. A true patriot seeks out the truth and then tells it, then passes it on. Be careful. Be careful, just everything that pops up on that damn internet.
They feed out disinfo to clog everything so that when we're saying something true, or they misrepresent what I say. I mean,
exactly.
They're really deceptive.
And you got to watch out with the Clintons because they're masters at putting people out there that look like they're on your side, and they'll feed a tidbit or two of truth, and then people
exactly.
Say,
I mean, look, it's just
that
like
person's right.
It's just like in warfare, radar jamming. They just jam things with smoke and watch infighting. Anybody that ever infights and attacks other hosts for no reason is an operative. Glenn Beck always did that, so I took the high road and didn't until he's now basically falling. And I don't take any pleasure in that. It's very sad.
Right.
Because I'm not in competition with any of these guys. I'm trying to save this country. I mean,
let me tell you about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck had his opportunity, and I give him credit for that 9/12. He helped establish the Tea Party to a great extent. But Glenn Beck made one mistake. He did not give people something to do. He told the problems. He told the problems. He did the history of the problems. Great. He got them. He got the horses to the trough, but he would not show them how to drink.
That's right, Brother Larry.
Gotcha.
We're praying for you. We'll be back with Joe Biggs, breaking news, and a bunch of Trump clips.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Blue Stack, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Living on the road.
On the road,
make us
my
free
friend,
and clean, wasn't it?
Was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron. Your breath.
You heard Larry Nichols talk about how important, with all the internet censorship kicking off, that we have emails to communicate with each other. I've never been a big email guy. I don't really use a lot of email. And I've never really tried to sit there, even in the golden age of email 20 years ago, and try to get folks to come sign up for free newsletters and all the rest of this. But we do send out key articles and videos every day. And we do have little promo specials and things that we save a lot of money. And InfoWarsStore.com when you sign up there. So if you buy our products, you should be signed up. But we don't spam you with ads. We mainly, you know, send you material. I'm more interested in getting the material out than the marketing. The marketing is the powder that funds the operation that projects the bullet down the barrel. That's where we're wanting to go. But for a whole group of reasons, we do need to have an email to be in contact with InfoWarriors. So InfoWars.com/newsletter. Also, I just want to encourage everybody, this is a war. And I know you're doing a lot. I want to thank you for what you're doing. But the most important thing you can do temporarily on this planet, praying to God is most important, and getting right with God, is send our articles, our videos, our information that you think is the most informative, that you judge to be the most pertinent, out to everyone you know constantly. Facebook, Twitter, all the globalist platforms. We're in a war. Post my videos to your own YouTube channel or, you know, to your Facebook channel, whatever. It's I don't have enough crew to put our videos on every platform I wish we could. I'm trying to hire people so I can do that just to get the word out. And I'm not complaining. I didn't even have a crew to send Michael Zimmerman out to the West Coast with Biggs. Now he's there. I think he's getting him at the airport right now. Dude's got to go on vacation sometime with his family for a couple days before he goes to cover Bilderberg. You know, I don't have the crew, and I'm not complaining. I just want to do more. And so help us get the word out. Buy our products. Spread the word. But also do things like proliferate the articles, the videos across the internet, and just keep hammering it. And I know you're doing that. And if you're listening to a local AM or FM station or watching us, say, in Houston on, you know, cable TV where we're on there daily, and nightly, we're only 24 hours a day, basically. Support that affiliate, but also spread the word about that oasis of information. And hey, maybe my style's not good for you. Fine, we got all these other great reporters, all these great guests, all this research, all these special reports. I mean, we are a arsenal in defense of liberty. Now, he'll be with us about 10 minutes in the next segment, and then I'm going to go to more of these clips I haven't gotten to and try to take some calls. At 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But we are at an epic point right now in civilization. When you watch what the globalists and the think tanks and the big foundations and the CIA have created at universities, that's not some leftist aberrant thing. That's what the elite wanted for America. Dumb, hateful, anti-free speech, nasty people. And Joe Biggs has been in the middle of it now a few days, and the reinforcements are there. Zimmerman flew out there this morning. So great job, Joe Biggs. For a few minutes, tell us what you've witnessed and what's coming up tonight.
Well, what we do is we have an update in the UCLA shooting. This guy apparently had a kill list, and ding, 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 same as last time in San Bernardino. They all came out and said the shooter was white. Comes to find out, in fact, he wasn't. And now they can't play the race card anymore, and you're not hearing as much about it.
Oh, too pretty bad. So the guy wasn't white, so they can't talk about it anymore. Too bad.
Yeah, his name's Maynack Starkar. He drove from Minnesota. He's linked to a murder of a woman in Minnesota, and they found a kill list at his home in Minnesota. And on that name was another professor that didn't get killed, luckily, at UCLA. So the one guy got killed, and then he turned the gun on himself and shot himself. But he had a
wow. I wonder why it was out of the news, you guys. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure. So it's not in the news now. We'll pull that article up in the next segment. Isn't that interesting, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting that way. They always want to, you know, blame it on a white guy. And then once that white privilege isn't to blame for whatever's happening, then they kind of just go quiet and hush-hush it.
Now, you're following the social justice warriors as they shut free speech down around the state. What's coming up tonight?
Tonight, Milo will be speaking at the UC Irvine campus at 7 p.m. I don't have the exact building location yet. They haven't given that to me. I usually get it a couple hours ahead of time. But that will be at 7 p.m. tonight, so I want to encourage everyone to come out. That is close to Costa Mesa. It's, like, right there, and we're expecting that to be a very intense night tonight. So I want to see everybody out there.
Sure, for those that don't know, this is a Breitbart tech editor, and everywhere he goes, they just attack him. Anybody that doesn't support Mao Zedong gets attacked. I mean, I'm serious. Google now supports Mao.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Tonight is going to be a fresh horse in the fourth hour coming into the fight. He'll be covering waterfront. Obviously, there's so much breaking. Let's put on screen, since Joe Biggs mentioned this. This broke about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. And he appears to be a gentleman of Indian descent that did the shooting yesterday and then committed suicide there. So that's one person he killed, and himself. We can back that out. I can give folks the headline. UCL UCLA shooting gunman, Mr. Sarka, had killed, as police chiefs say. And there's no mention, was he a Christian, was he a Hindu, was he a Muslim? There's a mix of that in India, obviously. But it doesn't matter. Why is it always only important if they're white to then make a big deal out of it? Now, you see, if someone's a Muslim and does it because they say it's part of a jihad, then that's a terror attack. Or if the feds stage a terror attack, or a criminal cell inside the feds stage a terror attack and blame it on the Patriot movement, you know, then they say it's a white domestic terrorism because it's a white guy, even though McVeigh said he didn't do it for white nationalist reasons. And the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City compound of white supremacists. So that's what's really going on there. But to me, the big news is EU proposes government ID to use internet. And the way the EU bureaucracy works, I have it right here, this is given to the European Economic and Social Committee and the Committee on the Regions. And then those committees decide. Parliament is ceremonial, but it says Parliament. Communication from the Commission to the European Parliament, the Council, the European Economic and Social Committee, and the Committee of the Regions. And you read it, man, it is taxing the web, tracking you, deciding what websites can be up, going after hate speech. And inside the EU, they're arresting people from Sweden to Germany who mildly criticize. In Germany, this Iraqi been arrested twice, robbing stores, walking around in a pajama outfit, obviously mentally ill. This is the third time the police wouldn't come. So guys come in and restrain him, take him to the cops, and they're saying they're now going to, they're looking at indicting them. That story's up on Infowars.com. The, quote, vigilantes. Because it's so lawless. In some towns, they'll have like 100 people in the town. They bring 700-plus, quote, migrants. And grandmothers call their grandsons to protect them, and the police arrest them. They're like, no. I mean, and then they have the Arabs on TV that speak German going, the whites need to die. And the Germans go, yes. I mean, this is how sick the liberals are, folks. And the Muslims are just looking around going, really, really? You're scum? I hate you? You like that? Yes, good job. You hate me. I mean, and now the Germans that aren't completely mentally ill are being arrested. So this all ties together where Joe Biggs goes to these events. Any conservative speaks anywhere. In fact, I ought to pull these stunts just to show how First Amendment's under attack. I get invited to universities all the time and just say no because I'm too busy. And, you know, I can only reach a few thousand people there instead of reaching millions every day on the air. It's not that I'm arrogant and don't want to go. But wait a minute. I can go to these two. That's smart. That's what Breitbart, before he died, originally would do, was show how crazy and hateful they were. But now they just say openly, we're going to shut you down. We're going to shut you up. So this all dovetails together, Joe. I don't know if you've seen the site today. You've been busy. I know you're traveling right now to pick up Zimmerman, your cameraman. But this is pretty incredible with this EU commission. What do you think?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see all that yet. But talk about what you were just mentioning a second ago about these social justice warriors. The interesting thing is whenever I go to these events, I always ask them, you know, why don't you like Trump, or why don't you like, you know, Milo or whoever, you know? And they go, well, Trump's a racist. He wants to build a wall. Meanwhile, they're telling me this as they're linked together in a human chain, creating a wall, stopping people from going in to a free speech event. I just find it hilarious that they think walls are racist, but they create a wall to keep people out from an event where they can actually learn something.
Now, Joe, obviously your viral videos are on Infowars.com. They're on the YouTube page. We premiere a lot of them on the nightly news this evening. You've been to a couple of these now. It seems like they're progressively getting more insane. You were also telling us how the police have been somewhat, in some cases, supportive of these people trying to violate the free speech.
Yeah, they were really, really relaxed when it came to the protesters and more aggressive this time towards us, you know, at UCLA. You know, whenever we would say, hey, can you get some of these people out of here? Not me, but the people that were running the event, say, hey, can you get some of these guys out of here? They're disrupting everything. They were like, no. But then they would allow those protesters to, like, bump into people and then claim to be assaulted. I mean, it was just completely and totally ridiculous. But, I mean, that's California. I mean, for example, last night I went out and I ran into a guy that made that, you know, you saw that shirt that says Hitlery on it?
Yes.
And And I said, hey, can you do have one on you? I don't have a shirt. And he goes, yeah, let's go to my truck. So there was three of us, and one guy had a shirt on that had a picture of Obama, and it said a-hole. Another one had a picture of Hillary that said Hitler, and another one had a picture of Hillary that has a word that rhymes with bunt. And I said, let's go into this place and see if we can trigger some people. Hour goes by, no one says anything, and then this big fat guy comes up to me, and he goes, can I get a picture with you? And I go, yeah, here we go. And the owner kicked us out of the bar because our shirts were hate speech, and they could not have hate speech.
Okay, okay. I've been able to follow the news breaking in InfoWars so fast while I've been on air today. I've been trying to track it. Do we have footage of this? This is golden.
No, I didn't. My phone had just died. This was like later on in the evening. And that's when the idea had popped in my head to go do this. So I'm going to try it again tonight when we go out. We're going to wear the same shirts, and then I'm going to have Zimmerman with us as well to be able to film it.
Good.
Well.
Let's recreate this show. So people with anti-Hillary shirts not allowed and given service. I mean, that's what this is about. It's where this is headed. But I'm sure that if you're wearing a gay shirt, it'd be all right. And of course, you know, or you just go set them up and, you know, put fag on the cake, and that's what they do. But I'm not saying you should do that.
I've never been so just like shocked my entire life. Like the music stopped. Like there was an Irish band that was at an Irish pub. The music stopped as this bouncer and the owner of this Irish pub comes up to me, and he goes, screw your free speech. You can't say, he's like, you can't have a shirt like this. It's offensive. It's hate speech. Get your hate speech out of here. And I'm sitting there like, dude, you're out of your effing mind.
Man, I wish you had that on. Please go back. Wow, we need more of that.
I'm going back to the exact same spot tonight, and I'm going to see if that happens again. The same three people wearing the same shirt, doing it all over again.
Good. Well, great job, Joe. Get Zimmerman, get back on the road. How many more days are you going to be there? A couple more?
Right now, this is the last event for Milo, but so we're scheduled to leave tomorrow. But if anything pops up, I mean,
hey, you ought to, hey, student groups, tweet at Alex Jones on Twitter or at Rambo Biggs on Twitter. If you want your student group to host Joe Biggs, we've already gone and done this in Portland because they tried to ban six Trump supporters from being able to have an event. So we show up the next weekend. Let's have Joe Biggs go out and do a tour with a few other folks and the Hitler-y shirt. I mean, this is the lady that said, yeah, you know, she went to Libya, came and saw, and she killed. She's a warmonger. I think we can, you know, she said blacks are predators and need to be made to heal. So I think we can call her Hillary. But regardless whether the speech is true or not, you have a right. And I think we should have a Hillary for prison event. I mean, that's it. We should have a Hillary for prison college tour. And you can wear the Hillary for prison. The Hillary guy can wear his shirt. And we can sit there and really show folks what's going on, because that's how we illustrate what these folks are up to. We should have a rally on the sidewalk outside this guy's bar who wants to get rid of our free speech. Joe Biggs, we'll be following what you do, my friend.
Roger that. Thank you, sir, for having me on.
Thank you. Wow. I tell you. Okay. I have all these clips, and I've only played a couple of them today, so let's start with the clips. I mentioned this in the first hour. What Donald Trump is doing, not just saying, oh, crooked Hillary and laughing, but saying, these people are crooked, they're putting out this info on me, she works for crooks, these are criminals. This will bring them down, ladies and gentlemen, because they are criminals. And if he takes the gloves off, it's over. And Trump knows they're going to come after him regardless with made-up stuff. His only chance he's got is to hit him with everything he's got and to not hold back. In fact, if I have any problem with Trump, is he's not going far enough. Let's play this clip of him talking about how they're crooks this morning. Here it is.
Listen to this one. Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, ran up $1 trillion in trade deficits with China. $1 trillion. Great job, Hillary. Hillary, a great job, Hillary. You're doing a great job. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. She is a crooked person. See, I'm being nice. At the same time, Secretary Clinton was surrendering our jobs to China, the Chinese government and its supporters were funneling huge sums, I mean huge sums, of money to Bill Clinton so that he gives speeches. So she's giving China all these deals, and China's paying him vast amounts of money to make speeches. Great job. Great job. I'm sure they never discussed it. I'm sure it had nothing. I'm sure it was just a coincidence. Folks, when are you going to get? These are crooked people. These are crooked people. They've been crooked from the beginning. They were crooked with Whitewater. They've been crooked from the beginning. You look at that foundation. It's pure theft and pure crookedness. Read the book. The book is unbelievable. In fact, now they just came out with a movie. It's coming out, like, very soon. But read the book. These are crooked people. We don't need another 4 years of Clinton. Believe me, we don't need it.
That, folks, is powerful. And it went on and on and on. And I needed to watch that because I kind of got upset in the first hour. And it's been a powerful show, but I should be more optimistic because when you attack these criminals and really hit them head on, they melt like a witch having a big bucket of water thrown on them. I'm melting. Oh, what a world, what a world. I mean, it's a joke that this leering jack-o'-lantern-faced Joker woman with a big rubber head, with all the dead people behind her, just running around with a bunch of dumbed-down people they're going to vote for because she's a woman. I mean, the gimmicks are just incredible. And there's Donald Trump ready to take the gloves off even more. He is going to tear them to pieces. I got an even bigger clip coming up in the next segment. I think there's so many of these clips. I'm sure David and I will do a better job than I did in the fourth hour. Make sure, I know he's watching. Please, David. It's like 15, 20 clips here. I mean, this is amazing. In fact, Nico, because you do such a great job along with everybody else. You've got to make me get to these clips. I know you try to get me to. It's just that this is amazing. Most of these clips are on InfoWars.com. I mean, look at this one. Obama blames right-wing radio for making people think big government is the problem. And he talks about how government's giving us jobs. And that, no, government takes people's money and redistributes it. And it picks winners and losers. And we want a limited government. And then we've got this. I'm going to play this one. Obama tries to trash Donald Trump and turns into a stuttering mess. And I just love the piece David Knight did. Maybe he'll air that in the fourth hour, the piece he did for radio. For the radio feed, we like get rid of commercials and just put information in them most of the time. We're trying to make the ads interesting again. People don't even listen to ads, as everybody knows. Well, we're actually bringing folks back to the ads because we're inserting vignettes of truth in there and information warfare. But this is Obama at a commencement speech. I mean, Drudge had the headline up there with just the video as the top story of him bumbling around like a complete moron. Here it is.
That's because, it sounds funny or the tweets are provocative. Then we're not going to build on the progress that we started.
Yeah, that's not even the gold one. Guys, that's not the one. that's not the clip I saw on Drudge, or it's only a piece of it. Do you guys have the one? Yeah, we'll play the full one. Here it is.
Turn against each other based on divisions of race or religion. If we fall for, you know, a bunch of okie doke. Just because it sounds funny or
they're scared.
Tweets are provocative.
They're deer in the headlights right now.
Then we're not going to build on the progress that we started.
Oh, the progress you started, and then there's an even longer one online of him just. Because they don't know what to do. They've thrown all their lies out there, all their exaggerations, all the twisting, and it's not working. And people know that these folks are crooks. All they've got is maybe 30% of the population that is helpless and doesn't know how to get a job and doesn't know how to wipe their own noses and can't find their rear room with both hands. A bunch of sniveling social justice warriors. And he talks about Trump spewing race. Trump's countering this orgy of anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-just prosperity craziness. Total divide and conquer. There's a really powerful supercut here of Donald Trump, top seven reasons why Hillary Clinton should never be elected. But let me tell you, he's starting to go there, and I've been saying it for weeks. Trump, go after them on the Loral and Hughes deal when Hillary signed off with Bill to allow the missile secrets from top to bottom to get a rocket off the ground, to get it into orbit, to get it back into orbit, and to have the nose cone come off, and you got 12 to 24 individual rockets with hydrogen bombs on the end of them targeting certain cities. So say one comes in for Texas, nose cone pops off, it's got 24 missiles, only half of them actually have warheads, the others are decoys, and then they all sector in on their pre-targeted position and fire. That's what they did to us. And if Trump goes there, it's over. They're doing a good job. They're saying, plug, Alex, plug, plug, absolutely. Look, we got the best products out there. We've gone out and scoured to find you the very best products, whether it's non-GMO seeds or nutraceutical vitamins and supplements or shortwave radios that are solar-powered or solar-powered systems that are so amazing that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have 25% off introductory offer of the revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filter system that is just over-the-top amazing and is half the price of the leading competitors and just as good in side-by-side studies. And that's because prices are going down on these, thank God. Something like this used to be like $800, $900, $1,000. I paid $1,000 a couple years ago for systems that are as good as this. It is $184 right now, 26% off out of the gates, and it's a four-filter system. Totally game-changer. Find all about it at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions as well. 888-253-3139. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and please, please spread our articles and videos. They're trying to censor us. They're coming after everybody's free speech right now. Use it or lose it.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinic, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
20 minutes ago, so I'm going to try to jam a few calls in at the start of the next segment. Folks want to talk about a lot of issues that are taking place. But I tell you, a social justice warrior from California says they disagree with everything, so I'm going to go to them first. And I might co-host a little bit into the next hour to finish these calls with David Knight. It tired me out, though, this morning to read over this EU document and actually see how horrible it is. I mean, it's not like, oh, gosh, this is horrible. This will discredit these people. I'll be proven right again. I'm like, oh, they're actually going to have an Internet ID and tax it and shut down free speech. They're already doing it. And there's, like, almost no uproar. I mean, I am getting chills right now. I am really freaked out. And we need to be freaked out. That's normal, folks. This is horrible. Everybody else lives under tyranny in history. If you don't stand up, it's like not having a door on a submarine. It's going to flood. These social justice warriors feel like they're part of the establishment. I'm going to go to social justice warrior in just a moment. But first, I got to play this because it's too important. Here's this war criminal Hillary about to give her new foreign policy speech the news is covering, lecturing everyone when she says she failed in Libya and all these places. No, they wanted to make it a failed state. That's war crime. She's a horrible mass murderer, and she wants to say that Donald Trump's a bad guy. So here's Donald Trump responding. Yeah, it's the seven points. Donald Trump, I said we went to break. Top seven reasons why Hillary Clinton should never be elected president. Here it is.
She's not qualified because she has bad judgment. Now, who said that? Bernie Sanders said it about Hillary. She's not qualified. So here are 7 points that I marked down, which I think are important. And they talk about Hillary and her incompetence. She's one of the worst secretaries of state in the history of our country. Now she wants to be our president. Look, I'll be honest. She has no natural talent to be president. This is not a president. They talk about me. Actually, a lot of people think I look extremely presidential. You want to know the truth. But do you really believe that Hillary is presidential? This is not presidential material. Her Libya invasion, the Libya invasion was disgusting. I mean, you know who has the oil? ISIS has the oil from Libya. We went in, we knocked the hell out of Libya. We did all of the things with Gaddafi and all, we did great. She ends up with Benghazi. Remember the famous phone call? At 3 o'clock in the morning, she'll answer the call. Guess what? She was sleeping. She was sleeping baby. Don't wake me up.
She was quarterbacking.
Of course, she took the calls from her slimy friends, but she didn't take 500 to 600 calls. They were calling and calling, and she was sleeping, and she did that phony commercial. Remember that? That phony commercial. If the phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning, well, it did ring a lot of times, and she was sleeping. Maybe it's no energy, low energy, right? She needed her sleep. She needed her sleep. So her Libya invasion, decisions on Syria, Iraq, and Iran have made the Middle East more dangerous than ever, ever before. And you know that.
All right, let's hit pause. That's only one or two of the points of the seven. But I've got to go to your calls. So we're going to come back. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. A lot of stations are picking it up. I want to thank those affiliates for doing that. We have roundtable discussions. We have David Knight, Paul Watson, Jakari Jackson, Rob Dube. And so many other great reporters like Anthony Gucciardi and just countless others that hosted. That is coming up. The fourth hour, if your station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show to find all the free feeds. Please send that link out to everyone. This is a war. We need your help.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, and Watson's doing a big Reddit thing tonight. That's on the site.